Hey ladies, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Tricia Stefankiewicz, and I am a registered dietitian nutritionist. On our episode today, we are going to talk about this idea of making sacrifices to have the life that you want and to meet the goals that you desire, especially when it comes to your health, wellness, and self-care goals. So often in the pursuit of any goal, whether it be a personal goal, a professional goal, or a health-related goal, success comes with some form of sacrifice along the way. Oftentimes, we look at these before and after pictures, or we look at somebody who's achieved what we want, and we think that their journey was probably very easy, or that there wasn't as much sacrifice as there probably was along the way. And when it comes to our health, I think this is something that we all forget about. And there's a part of us that also doesn't want to take that journey because of what we perceive as something being a sacrifice that we aren't willing to give up at that particular moment. That could be like giving up certain foods, giving up alcohol, adjusting your schedule for meal prepping or to prioritize physical activity. All of these things require us to do something different in our lifestyle. And it's very easy to view that sacrifice as something that is negative or that can feel really daunting, especially when you're first starting out. But I think that we need to reframe this idea of sacrifice as really an opportunity and an essential opportunity to use it as a stepstone to start to create the path that we want to be on when it comes to any change or goal that you're trying to achieve. With any change or any goal that you set, there's always this mindset component to it to make this goal happen. And a lot of the stuff that you may be telling yourself about why you aren't willing to make a sacrifice or why it feels too daunting is a way to keep you in the status quo so that you don't feel discomfort and so that no matter how much you think you want the goal, you really are just going to maintain your current path without really any change. But it requires this shift in your perspective from sacrifice to creating this new opportunity in order to get where you really want to go. And so today we're going to talk about shifting that perspective and view of having to make a sacrifice to empowering you and giving you tools to realize that change can occur if you can make that mindset shift. It may require you at the beginning to really think of the bigger picture of what you're trying to accomplish. But how we're going to do that is talk about some tools and some questions that perhaps you can ask yourself and that may help you take this journey. Or if you're on the journey and you're having a really hard time, to kind of see the bigger picture and to maintain that focus so that you can achieve what you're trying to achieve. So how we do this is we recognize our purpose of why we want something. We cultivate resilience along the journey. We focus on what the priorities are. Celebrating success and progress along the way, and shifting how we think about sacrifice. So instead of thinking it as something that's negative that we don't want to do, starting to shift that mindset in terms of an opportunity and a way that you can empower yourself to take action. And then we're going to talk about some questions that you can ask yourself about what you are willing to quote unquote sacrifice, or how you're willing to empower yourself with some questions about what it is you truly want and what you're capable of at this particular time to do in order to make that shift. So first, when we talk about recognizing what your purpose is, instead of viewing sacrifice as something like that you're giving up something valuable, maybe shifting this mindset into this investment into your future self. If you're able to change or shift what you're doing now and be uncomfortable now, then you're able to have more comfort, more indulgence, more things and fulfillment down the road, more success, maybe more indulgence down the road. And regarding the purpose behind your sacrifice can really start to make that feel more worthwhile to you. So I want you to start to figure out what is the purpose of what you're trying to achieve. So these are some of the questions that I think you can kind of put in your toolbox about seeing the bigger picture here. And what are your goals? What is it that you want to achieve? Why do you want to achieve them? And I would also reflect on any of the emotions that come up here in terms of why you want better health. Are you trying to feel better in your body? Are you trying to feel like you have more energy? Are you trying to get more confidence? Are you trying to be stronger because you're hitting a milestone, or just in general, as you age, you want to become stronger physically and mentally? If you're able to understand the emotional drivers behind your goals, that can provide some really important insight into what your purpose is. And I think it's important here to look at the bigger picture. So at the beginning, it could be something like, hey, I just want to fit into those jeans that I haven't been able to fit in forever. But knowing what the longer term goal is going to be helpful for you to continue forward, because getting to fit in that jeans can be something that isn't going to sustain you in terms of continuing to do the behaviors every day. It might be something that gets you on track for like a week, but seeing the bigger picture here of what you're trying to accomplish from an emotional standpoint may really help you see the bigger picture. And that's what you want, because ultimately you're probably going to hit these little goals over and over again before you get to the bigger goal. And those little goals might change along the way. So it may start with your big goal here is that maybe you feel like, you know, you're turning a certain age and you don't want to live the way that you're living. You want to make changes. And you feel desperate and you want some help with that. But that feels too big in terms of the purpose. So maybe it starts with, you know, I want to fit in my jeans. I want to feel more comfortable. And then you feel good in doing that. So maybe then the next goal becomes, well, I just want to feel good. I feel really good when I walk. And then maybe the next goal is, I kind of like where I'm at. I want to maintain it. Then over time, those little goals change and change. And then ultimately, each of those goals that you're achieving along the way, the small goals, help you get to the bigger goal. And I think tapping into those emotions, because let's face it, when it comes to our health, there's lots of emotions that go on here. Some emotions really good when you achieve what you want. But mostly, I think a lot of times there's fear and worry and frustration and discomfort that kind of goes with that. So really allowing yourself to see what the bigger picture here is and asking yourself what it is you want, why you want to achieve them, and tapping into any of the emotions involved is going to help you see the bigger picture of what it is you're trying to accomplish for the long term. Another thing, I think one of the most important tools when it comes to making any change is cultivating the sense of resilience. Feeling like you are sacrificing something to get to where you want to be feels temporarily very uncomfortable, very inconvenient, and it's really trying to dig bigger than yourself for the sake of what the long-term goal is and achieving that. So rather than seeing what you're doing right now to get to your goal as a sacrifice, really starting to change the way that you're thinking, that instead of something being a sacrifice, seeing it as an opportunity to strengthen your character, to strengthen your feeling of your resistance to feeling uncomfortable. And each sacrifice you make is really a testament to your dedication and your determination to achieve your goals. a lot of times what stops us from doing this is that we are afraid to fail, or we are afraid that we're not going to do something perfectly. And then we're not able to create that resilience to keep us along the path of what we're trying to achieve. So I want to take all of that out of the picture for you and tell you that it's going to be messy. It's going to be awful some days. It's going to be imperfect. You're going to be scared to do something different. And if that means that you need to take the tiniest step towards your goal, that's okay. That maybe that's what you need to do. Certainly, if you look in the past at some of the things you were able to do and accomplish, there may have been times that you've gone into something super like gung-ho because you know you're going to achieve it. And then you may have things that you accomplished and you don't even know how you did it because you put your toe in the water and you just kept doing it over and over again. And so that's where maybe even consistency comes into play to help us with this resilience, that no matter what it is that you do, no matter how small the change is, it's a change. And if you can be consistent with that small change every day, it's going to teach you to be resilient. Because what's going to happen is you're going to figure out ways to accomplish that goal. And instead of saying, oh, I want to work out 30 minutes today, right? Maybe that was your goal in the morning. But you're doing it, and maybe you're doing it hard and scared. But maybe because you're so determined to get it done, maybe the old you or the old mindset would have been like, I don't have 30 minutes, so I'm just not going to do it today. But maybe the new shift is kind of like, all right, I have 5 minutes here, I'm going to do it. Because that 5 minutes of doing it versus the 30 minutes of you probably not getting to it is going to help you build confidence and consistency in doing it. And it's going to help you along the way see that you don't have to do the 30 minutes. It's just that you're doing something. And then over time, that will give you the sense that maybe you're not sacrificing as much and maybe you can do it and maybe you can fit it into your life in different ways than you previously had thought. Sometimes I think when we set that goal of like, oh, I need to do this for 30 minutes and then we don't do it, then we feel bad about ourselves and then we feel like we're never going to get to our goal. Versus if you did something and you went for a walk maybe for 5 minutes, maybe that was all you could do today. But there's that sense that you can still do it. You didn't give up on yourself. At least you did 5 minutes. And so I think remembering that it's not going to be perfect, that it's not always going to be the way that you set it out, but you still did it, helps you determine and have resilience for the long term, that little inconvenience maybe in your schedule and that you didn't think that you could do it, but you still did it, will help you start to feel resilient and start to give you the confidence that you can make those tiny little changes to get to what you're trying to do over time. Another one is really focusing on what your priorities are. This is really helpful because with the feeling that you're trying to achieve a goal may feel like you are making a sacrifice. But sacrifice forces us to clarify what our priorities are and then align our actions with our values and what our priorities are. So a lot of times people will say, I want to exercise. That's my priority. But if you look at what they've done in a day, they didn't exercise. And what they did do was scroll social media for most of the day. So what that says is that even though you want to exercise, your priorities aren't in line with what your action is for that day. And so by sacrificing and focusing on the priorities, we are able to create some space to focus on what really matters to us. And what that's going to require is you to sacrifice any of the distractions or any of the non-essential activities. And so reframing sacrifice in this way of what is your priority and how did your actions align with those priorities is a way that you can not get sidetracked and to really clarify what it is you're willing to do to get to the goal that you want to achieve. A lot of times we give ourselves excuses like, I'm too busy, I'm too tired, I'm too stressed out to do whatever it is you want. And really prioritizing and setting up your day the way allowing you to achieve a goal allows you to see if you're falling back onto the excuses or if you are doing what you're saying that you want to do to get to your goal. So for instance, for all of us, there's 24 hours in a day. So if you want to achieve something, you're probably going to have maybe half of that time where you're not sleeping or you're not doing something else. So say you have 12 hours in a day. Everybody somewhere is doing some kind of sacrifice to get to where you want to be. So are you, what is your sacrifice? Are you scrolling on social media versus exercising? Are you exercising so that you're not watching TV? Like, what is it that you're doing? And what is your priority? And are they aligning? So research shows that one of the behaviors that I most commonly hear is that people express their desire for weight loss. And we know that research shows that people interested in losing weight, keeping some kind of journal in terms of what they eat or what their behavior is really an effective tool to help weight loss. But most people won't do that. Most people will not write down what they eat. They won't log their food into an app. They won't do anything and they'll keep doing the same thing and they'll want something easier, which is okay because I don't think logging works for everybody. I don't think that it is for everybody. But knowing that there are other options and there is something that maybe you can do to get to that goal and exploring that. So for instance, if you don't want to log your food, say that feels like too much of a sacrifice, it feels too stressful. If you have a history of meat eating disorder, you probably wouldn't want to do that anyway. But there are ways that you can do things without feeling like it's too much of a sacrifice. And so that's why this will be my example. So instead of logging your food, maybe you don't have to do that. Maybe you can use your plate or use smaller plates, or maybe you can start to be mindful with your food, or maybe you can start to fill up your plate with more fruits and veggies as opposed to some other things. Maybe you plate any of the things that you really love to enjoy, but you don't want to have in big doses. Maybe you discover an intuitive eating way of eating so that you can reach your goals. So in terms of that one thing that people want to achieve, that is a really effective tool. But I find that most people don't want to do it, including myself. I don't particularly love doing it. But maybe if you feel like you are kind of going off track and you need a reset, maybe starting to write in a journal what you're eating or how you're feeling, because that's a way that you can do it too, is a way that you can kind of bring yourself back on track. Maybe that will also help you clarify the priorities that you're trying to do. Because whether it's that, whether it's exercising, whether you want to drink more water, whether you want to meal prep, all of it is going to require a different use of your time than you're doing now. So maybe the journal one isn't a good example for you. Maybe you are somebody who wants to eat more fruits and veggies and eat out less. Well, what that's going to sacrifice for you is that you may have to stay in the kitchen for an hour on a Sunday and do some meal prepping. But in the long term, it's going to help you get to your goal. And over time, it's not going to feel like a sacrifice. It's just going to feel like part of your day. And the same with exercise. Maybe you really wanted to watch something on Netflix and you don't really want to exercise because doesn't look that great outside in terms of the weather. Trying to figure out what you're willing to do. Do you do that exercise today? Do you do extra tomorrow? Do you just give up entirely? Do you do something where you maybe are walking on a treadmill or riding a bike and watching that Netflix? trying to figure out what you're willing to sacrifice, and then being honest with yourself that if you didn't achieve these goals, that maybe there was something that you could have done different. And I think that's a big thing too when it comes to any health goal or any goal in general that you're trying to achieve, is being honest with yourself about what you're willing to do and what you're willing to sacrifice right now and versus what you're not able to do. Because honestly, like, you've all been in periods in your life where maybe you couldn't make the sacrifice, but you still kept this goal of wanting to change your health. Maybe it wasn't the right time to have that, or maybe you needed to make that goal so much smaller so that you felt like you were still able to work towards the bigger goal, but that you didn't have to sacrifice something so small right now that you really just couldn't do. And again, we've all had periods in our life, and maybe you just still need to feel a little bit connected. And so in that case, I would say really start to figure out something really tiny that you can do, that you can maybe do differently today, that no matter what you're going through, you can still feel like you're connected and that you're making progress onto the bigger goal that you are trying to achieve. The next thing I would say is celebrating any progress that you have. One of the things that we hear most is like, I'm not motivated. It's so hard to stay motivated. A way that you can maintain that pathway that is probably going to take a little bit of time is to celebrate the successes and the progress that you've made along the way toward your goal. Because each time you achieve one of those small goals, you're really also celebrating the sacrifice that you made to get to that goal. And it confirms to you that each sacrifice that you've made was worth it, A, and that it's also, B, moving you closer to what it is that you're trying to achieve. So it's moving you along the pathway, that you're not just staying at the beginning of the pathway if you're looking at a road and you are looking at the beginning and then the finish line at the end. So you're not stuck on that same stone, you're moving forward. And so it's showing you that you've made path, that you've made progress. You're not still at start. You're somewhere along the journey. And you can take pride in your dedication and your perseverance and your determination. And you can acknowledge that there was some positive changes that you've made, even though at the beginning, or maybe even still, you feel like you've sacrificed. You can kind of see the bigger picture here and know that it was worth it and it continues to be worth it. Because I suspect if you're doing it and you've gotten that far on the journey, that you're going to feel like you're more in line with what it is you're trying to achieve. And also you probably feel pretty good, which is why you've, you know, have been able to take that journey. I just think it's really important to celebrate that so that you can keep moving forward. And oftentimes we don't celebrate that. We think of it as like, ugh, you know, okay, that's one thing down. And I'm guilty of this too. I think we all are, where we just, in our head, we're already on the next goal. But I think it's important to remember that, because it's going to require us to reflect back on it in order to continue the journey towards the end. And then also, you know, as we conclude this, viewing sacrifice as an empowerment. Oftentimes, especially at the beginning, it feels like we don't want to make that change. We don't want to make that quote unquote sacrifice, even though we want the goal. But ultimately, reframing sacrifice as something that is necessary and something that is going to help us on our journey, and that it's an empowerment and an empowerment move for us, that can shift your mindset from one of feeling deprived of something to one of opportunity. And at the beginning, I think it's hard to see that. Whereas when we're on the journey a little bit more, we can see the benefit more. And so rather than feeling like you're missing out on something, seeing sacrifice as a deliberate choice to creating the life that you want. And it's going to allow you to embrace the challenges and obstacles that are going to come up along the way as you have more opportunity and more self-discovery and more growth. Sacrificing is really hard when it comes to weight, I find, and I find from my patients too, because oftentimes how we determine if we're making progress is based on the scale. And so there are going to be natural weight fluctuations. I mean, my weight can fluctuate 6 to 7 to 8 pounds in a day. And perhaps you're like me. And so I can't rely on the scale to tell me if I'm doing a good job or if I'm going towards the goal that I want to do. But what you can rely on is your behaviors. And so really starting to see and acknowledge the behaviors that you're doing, because I think that a lot of times it can be easy to get on the scale and feel like I am sacrificing all of these things, all of these foods, and I'm not seeing the result that I want on the scale. And so what that leads to is, well, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm tired of sacrificing. And let me know if this rings true for you, because I've been there and I know what it feels like, and I've had those same thoughts. But that's why sometimes focusing on the behavior and focusing on your mindset is the bigger goal here, because if you're able to get past that idea of sacrificing and past that idea of that you're not getting the result that you want on the scale, and really focusing on like, okay, well, I'm doing the behaviors. I know what I need to do. My mindset is shifting so I can keep moving forward. Then it's going to help you break past that point that most people can't get past, where they say, okay, the scale isn't doing what I want it to do, but I can see progress. I feel progress. I feel stronger. I feel better. And then maybe you don't use the scale as much as a measure of your success, and you look at other tools. Okay, well, my mindset is stronger. I feel physically stronger. My mind feels stronger. And I'm doing something every day I'm doing a behavior every day to get me towards my goal. And I've been consistent with that. That is way more of a celebration than any number that can be on this scale. So I encourage you that remembering that the behaviors that are going along with it are going to do much more to get you to where you want to be rather than focusing on the sacrifices. If you focus on the sacrifices you're making, it's going to be hard for you to get to where you want to be long term. Whereas you're looking at the things that you've made progress with, even if it's a mindset shift, maybe even something that you're mentally stronger, you have more clarity, you feel more energy, you feel better about yourself, you have more confidence. Maybe that's what's going to get you closer to your goal and keep you on track and empowering you to keep going when things are really hard. And that's going to allow you to overcome other obstacles as they will likely present along the way. And when you look back, once you've achieved your goal, being like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did it, but you did. So some questions that I want you to think about when we're talking about what it is in terms of sacrifice that you're struggling with today are, how do your current habits and lifestyle choices align with the goals that you're trying to achieve? So if you want to be more physically active, what does that look like in your day? What decisions are you making to make that happen? What are you doing instead of being physically active? And being honest with yourself to figure out if you can change any of those things today, or if it's something that you're not willing to do, kind of owning up to that or figuring out if there's something smaller that may work better for you right now. And also, like, what specific sacrifices are you willing to make right now to improve your health? Do you only have a little bit of time? You have a lot of stuff going on in your life. Maybe your sacrifice isn't going to be as good or as big. It's not good. It's really like if you're willing to make a smaller sacrifice or a bigger sacrifice in order to where you want to be. You're going to have times in your life where it's going to be so limited and you can't do a lot, but you can still do something. And then you're going to have other times where maybe you have a little bit more free time that you can do a little bit more of a sacrificing, and just being okay with that, but willing to do something. What are the potential benefits of making these sacrifices? And that probably requires you to look at the bigger picture here and to start seeing these sacrifices as something that is an opportunity and that could empower you to make the choices that you want. Also, knowing any of the potential challenges or obstacles that you are going to encounter, because I think a lot of times we're really surprised that we continue to get these obstacles and these sacrifices, but it's part of the journey and it's part of the navigation of the journey is how you navigate those, you know, challenges along the way. And then lastly, trying to figure out, are you willing to commit to these changes for the long term or are they only short-term changes? And I think it's okay to make changes in the short term that you don't want to make for the long term. So I think sometimes people will be like, I'm giving up carbs. That's the way that I'm going to lose weight. So obviously you don't want to give carbs up forever because they're going to give you vitamins, minerals, nutrition that you wouldn't otherwise get from other foods. But maybe as you look at that as like, okay, I'm going to set a time. And then by the end of that time, I'm going to reevaluate so that you can know that it's not forever, that it's just for the short term. And trying to figure out, you know, if you have something in your life that you can do that. And then also trying to rely on any resources or support systems that can help you along the way. That's going to be pretty helpful for you. So by asking yourself some of these questions, you can start to gain clarity and insight into what sacrifices you really are willing to make versus what you think you can really make. And it can start to help you develop a plan to achieve the goals that you desire. And remembering that when you're sacrificing something or your perceived sacrifice, it's really a choice. And we all have the same 24 hours in a day. And really, it's what you choose to do that's going to get you to the goals that you want to achieve. You are going to have to prioritize something to get to finding that balance that perhaps you're looking for or that works for you. And that's going to be different for everybody. So in conclusion, I want you to remember that if you feel like you're sacrificing something along the way, it's not going to be forever. And perhaps you need to do something in terms of making that mindset shift that you need to have that sacrifice seen as an opportunity to achieve the goals that you desire. And by reframing sacrifice as something as necessary, as an empowerment step, as an opportunity, you can approach that feeling that maybe there's a sense of purpose, there's some resilience and there's some determination there versus something negative that you need to give up. And knowing that each person's journey is going to be unique. And so what one person decides that they want to change is going to be different than what another person does. And that's okay because all of this, all of these podcasts and all of the things we talk about is trying to figure out how to personalize these changes for you, not for somebody else. And so the next time you find yourself making a big sacrifice in pursuit of your dreams, knowing that it's an individual goal to you, remember that each thing that you perceive as a sacrifice at the beginning really presents itself as an opportunity to be closer to achieve something that you desire. And embracing the journey and knowing that there are rewards that await you at the end, but that it will be messy, it will be imperfect, and that it's going to come with things that you perceive as a sacrifice at the beginning. And that's normal. But it's just figuring out how much you're willing to do right now and following through on that most days of the week. So I thank you guys so much for listening today. And I encourage you to embrace this idea of sacrifice and knowing that there will be rewards along the way and it will feel like it's worth the effort. But sometimes you will have to give up something that you truly want in order to get to where you want to be, especially when it comes to our health. So thank you guys again. And I will see you guys back here next week. And I encourage you to be inconsistently. I encourage you to really be not inconsistent, but just that knowing that imperfection is a part of the journey, as is inconsistency, but hoping that if you can really start to align what you're willing to sacrifice right now, and hopefully it's only like a short term, that it can lead to more consistency. It can lead you to get past that starting point and really start to help you take steps so that you can get to the end point that you really want to be on, and the goal that you really want to achieve, and that knowing that sacrifice is part of that pathway and it's essential for the pathway to occur. So I will see you guys back here next week. Thank you so much for listening, and have a good weekend.